AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. Golden State Warriors fans are honking their horns and dancing in the streets throughout the San Francisco Bay Area to celebrate their team's first NBA title in 40 years. The party began as soon as the Warriors beat the Cleveland Cavaliers to claim the title in six games last night. There were no immediate reports of any violence, vandalism, or arrests. Warriors guard Stephen Curry had 25 points in the 105-97 win.
To be able to sit here 6 years later from a rookie year and hold this trophy, this is an unbelievable experience.
His teammate Andre Iguodala was named Finals MVP. There is still sadness in the San Francisco Bay Area over the deaths of six people, including five from Ireland, who died when an apartment balcony collapsed. Philip Grant is the Consul General of Ireland.
We laid two wreaths here today. The first one is on behalf of the government and people of Ireland. And the second one is on behalf of the Irish communities of the Bay Area.
Investigators are still trying to figure out why the balcony collapsed. The flood-weary Texans are bracing for heavy rain and possible flooding as the remnants of Tropical Storm Bill creep further inland. National Weather Service meteorologist Patrick Burke.
There is a large area of moisture that's out ahead of the tropical cyclone, and it's spread all the way to the east coast. So that's going to support heavy rain, but the actual tropical storm itself is well back over Texas.
The storm is about 40 miles east of Austin, moving north at 13 miles per hour. Flash flood watches and warnings are in effect for the area. In upstate New York, state police plan to expand the search for two escaped murderers beyond a 16-square-mile area of woods, fields, and swamps. Even as rainy weather hampers their progress, 800 law enforcement officers have shifted their focus eastward along Route 374. This is AP Radio News. Bird flu in the Midwest is affecting egg and chicken prices, even though chickens have not been affected by the outbreak. More from the AP's Mike Gracia.
Importers halted shipments of U.S. chicken, meaning there's more domestic supply. Wholesale chicken prices in the Northeast are 32% lower than a year ago. Egg prices had more than doubled from pre-bird flu prices, but in recent days have fallen.
One of the young shark attack victims is talking about what happened last weekend when he was bitten by a shark off a North Carolina beach. 16-year-old Hunter Treschel says at first he didn't realize the shark bit his left arm.
I didn't see it coming. Like I said, I felt it on my leg. And then I saw it once it had attacked my arm because it was out of the water a little bit.
Sound courtesy New Hanover Regional Medical Center. The Colorado Springs teen says he's going to try to live a normal life. About 2 miles away Sunday, a 12-year-old girl lost her left arm and suffered a leg injury when a shark bit her. Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.